Welcome to the Win Today podcast, a weekly tool intentionally crafted to help people enhance performance, feel inspired, and conquer life. Our commitment is that you will learn from some of the most disciplined, heartwarming, and inspiring people on the globe, in addition to receiving a piece of a winning playbook from myself or a renowned expert in their field. My name is Ryan Cass, and I'm your host, and it is my purpose in this world to inspire people to establish a foundation for sustained success by developing systems that will enable you to accomplish your goals, break systemic trends of adversity, and chart a desirable course for life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please help us achieve our vision of becoming one of the top podcasts in the world by subscribing to the show, sharing it with somebody who you believe will benefit from it, and leaving a review. Let's connect with our guest. The shift in thinking from seeing vision as fluff to seeing it as the mother of all antecedents is a fundamental shift in thinking that will pay huge dividends. When you understand the true power of vision, you'll want to spend more time connecting with your own vision to begin to free yourself from the self-imposed limitations that have held you back. Vision is the starting point of all high performance. That is from the 12-week year by Brian Moran. And I'm going to pull a few things out of this book. The reason why I'm bringing this up today, it's April 1st, if you're tuning in on the episode release date. It is officially the start of the second quarter of 2024. And I was first introduced to this book by my friend Rachel Richards, also known as Money Honey Rachel. She's been on the podcast a few times. And as you know, if you've listened to this podcast many times, I always end with a rapid fire session in which I ask every guest, what's one gem, one step, and one book that they would recommend so that we can read the book and incorporate their one gem and one step into our lives. And Rachel recommended 12-Week Year. So I remember reading it a couple years ago, almost immediately after she sent it over. And I really love the framework because when we look at an entire year, we can look at all 52 weeks, and sometimes it can get a little intimidating to have that much time freedom, meaning that we've set out to accomplish something and we have 52 weeks. So it's okay if maybe we don't touch this thing until October or November. And then next thing you know, you get too bogged down and that goal completely falls off. So imagine if your year was structured in 12 week increments or each quarter. And I really appreciate this approach and have adopted it in various forms over the years. So as we're in second quarter, I'm going to share with you some things that I use to stay on track from quarter to quarter, some of the things that I'll be doing this week to assess first quarter, then something I've been doing for several years now, a journaling practice, and then sharing some best practices that I've seen from others. You know, this is such a pivotal time every year. First quarter is typically when the energy is the highest. We're all excited because it's a new year and everything that we did last year we didn't like about ourselves, there's no way that it's going to creep in. And that might be the case for the first few weeks of January. And then that's typically where you see people starting to slow down, things start to pick up in life and business and family relationships, you name it. And then we're right back to square one and all of our goals go out the window. Well, if you're a sports fan like me, you know that the game isn't won in the first quarter or the first inning, the first period, depending on which sport you like. So you can always come back in the second, third, fourth quarter. Many games are often won in the third and fourth quarter because energy, again, is typically highest in the first and then maybe the second, and then people go down. So this is intended to give you an exercise to look back on first quarter, make some course corrections, and ensure that 2024 is an incredible, incredible year for you, your best year yet, and your best year temporarily, because we're going to keep getting better year after year after year after year. As I've shared in many settings, whether it's a podcast, video, anything, that writing your goals down is one of the most important practices you can adopt in your life. And matter of fact, it is all over this book, 12 Week Year, that it's important to have your vision written down and shared with others. And this book has sold millions of copies. So if you don't want to believe me, then believe the authors and the people that a lot more folks know about for now. But writing it down and having something that can visibly show you whether or not you're on or off track for the year and ultimately the future that you desire to create, that vision that you have in your mind. Because you can't tell if you're on or off course of something if there's no measure, if there's no destination that you're tracking towards. So now this week, what I'm doing is looking at my goal board, which is broken out into 5 key pillars: family, faith, fitness, finance, and foundation. You can break yours out however you want. Break it down based off of what is most important to you in life. But I recommend that you have no more than 5 categories. And then you can quickly see, okay, where am I doing well? Where are you on pace? Where are you off pace? Where are you close? Where are you completely off the mark? And again, you may be right on track on everything. You may be a mix of some of those things or one of those things that I mentioned. And typically what I find through the first quarter is people are on track for most and slightly off track, but not really totally missing the boat. So this is what I'm doing this week is I'm looking at my goal board and reflecting, and I'm seeing, okay, here's where I'm doing really well right now of the categories that I've written down. So in the fitness space, I have qualified for the majority of the 2025 Abbott World Major Marathons. That was written down, and I've achieved new PRs in both the half and full marathon distances. So those were 2 big goals that were crossed off the list early. Now, it doesn't mean that I chill for the rest of the year. There's still a few more minutes to shave off of my marathon time to get into that sub 2:45 club, which is what's needed to qualify for the Tokyo marathon. So still pushing, even though a marathon was set or a marathon PR has been set, half marathon PR has been set, still pushing because I strive to qualify for all of the 2025 Abbott World Majors. That's the stretch goal on top of the existing goal, but really happy about that. Now I'm going to really be focusing on getting that marathon time a little bit faster. And then also the second goal on there is to complete a 150 plus mile race, which I'll be dedicating to breaking ribbons again this year. As last year, we doing 150 miles on the Ravenel Bridge in Charleston. Stay tuned for that. And that's going to require just a lot more longer training efforts and a lot more leg workouts, heavy work. So we'll start getting ready for that into middle to late second quarter and into third quarter. More to come there. Another thing that's going really well is focusing on my family, faith, and relationship. The goals that I've written down are to get better with and really incorporate daily gratitude into my life. And what I've actually been really enjoying with this is doing it while I run or while I'm driving. So I'm intentional now while I'm running to even just spread my arms wide open and just shout out my gratitudes and say I'm grateful for the wind on my skin. I'm grateful for the ability, the opportunity to be outside. I'm grateful for all of the people in my life, grateful for my girlfriend, grateful for the people that choose to tune into this on a weekly basis and choose me, choose this podcast as their weekly source of inspiration and learning. Grateful for the good times, grateful for the not so good times, grateful for the good times to come, grateful for the not so good times to come because they will come no matter what. And those are the times that help me grow and they're going to help you grow as long as you look at them from the right lens. So that's one thing that I've become much more intentional about, in addition to daily journaling. And another thing that has been fun so far this year is just creating some new experiences with my girlfriend. That was something that I also wrote down, is to create some new experiences and focus on time together and connection. So we've been able to go to a few new spots together this year and have some planned for later in the year, and super excited about that. And that's one that I expect doesn't fall off the wagon at all. And we're doing well there. And I look forward to whenever we have those conversations. And that's something that we'll focus on more, is just creating the, you know, time together, look ahead conversation, because we're both pretty busy. So that's been going well. Another thing going into the financial side and really the business side, the podcast has been going very well, staying extremely consistent with that. And just little by little, starting to ramp it up a notch. The in-person interviews have started. That was a goal by first quarter to get those rolling. The first one is out. That was episode 141 with Jamie Damsker. And that is actually available on YouTube. I have not shared that yet. I'll put that in the show notes. And a lot more is coming with the podcast. I fully believe in it. And people are reaching out. You guys are reaching out. It means the world. My vision with that is that when you open up Apple Podcasts someday and you're looking at top podcasts from the personal development space, that you see Wynn today, you see me, and it's with the intent, the mission to inspire millions of people all over the globe. I fully believe in where this is going, and the more that I hear from you guys, which now is just starting to hear from random people, it's really exciting and keeps me going. So that's going well. In addition to the weekly newsletter that is out now, that's one thing I haven't really shared here, but I started the weekly Wynn email club, newsletter club, that comes out every Tuesday. That will also be linked in the show notes for those that want to join. That covers something that I'm reflecting on that week, or a lesson learned, the podcast update, in addition to a podcast that I've listened to that I believe you should listen to, or a book that I'm reading or listening to. The intent with it is to jam it full of resources that you guys can leverage on a weekly basis that is going to keep you moving forward. So that's what I really look at, is, okay, everything's written down. What's on pace? What do I not need to not focus on so much? But I know that the systems are dialed in where more time and attention can be focused on other things. So with that, what's not on pace right now, but we've made progress on, is launching my course, the course that I've been talking about, dreaming about for a very long time now, the Unshakable Discipline Mastermind. I believe that's the name that we're going to be rolling with. And the intent was to have it launched by first quarter of 24. So off the mark there, and being honest with myself and, you know, when I'm going to write down why that hasn't occurred, is I've definitely added too many things onto the plate some days to where it takes focus off of filming modules for the course. So that's 1000% on me, nothing else. And we're course correcting, creating more time to do filming. And it's actually further along than it's ever been before. So although it hasn't been completed and out there yet, there has been progress made, and I'm very excited about that. And it's only a matter of time before that happens. So there'll be much more detailed thoughts about my quarterly assessment, but it's as simple as that. What's working well, what's working not so well. And then for both of those, why is it working well or why is it not working well? Because that's going to give you your opportunity, or that is going to give you the course so you can go and course correct so you know what to fix up in quarter two or quarter three, quarter four. Now, I was really excited earlier this week when I got an email from Dr. Ben Hardy. Now, not a personal email, although we're working on getting him on the podcast. Did hear back from his assistant. But Ben Hardy, highly recommend that you guys check him out. He has some incredible books, including The Gap and the Gain, which I talk about quite frequently. And most recently, his last book, 10X, is easier than 2X, or I believe 10X is harder than 2X. Check that one out. But Ben Hardy is one of the personal development gurus that I really admire and respect. And he sent out a 2024 Q1 one-page report. And in here, he's reflecting upon his 2024 impossible goals, also broken into categories, and then where he's at, 2024 Q1 report. So this is really cool. I'm going to read this for you guys to get an idea, because this is pretty much what he's doing here is exactly what I'm recommending you guys do and very similar to what I'm putting together for myself. So his quick overview section. Looking at the goals I set for 2024 and Q1, some are going well and some still feel impossible. God has thrown some big surprises in 2024. My health hasn't been the best focus and deserves some attention and commitment in Q2. Finances are better than 2023, but still have money unknowns. I'm making big investments in the family and business and will rise up. I feel my life and business is being redesigned around my 10X future self, and it's a messy but beautiful process. Rapid transformation. Looking at his books and money section. Books and money. Massive progress in Q1. Rapid transformation is nearly done. Been working intensely with my editor. Hired the GOAT designer of book covers in my space who did Atomic Habits, Adam Grant's books, etc. to do my cover. No early readers yet, but in Q2. Overall, I feel that 2024 is a 10X year in my career. I'm being patient and purposeful. I traveled a little more than wanted. I hired a marketing firm to help me optimize and scale my newsletter. In 2024, this will be a major focus in addition to launching Rapid Transformation and writing my next book. I'm redesigning the system focus of my business to 10X as an author. I'm making bigger moves than I've ever possibly made, and I'm excited. My future self is pulling me forward. So this is really cool. And then all here, he also has his 2024 Q2 impossible goals, in which he is, one thing he's mapped out is reach 2024 health goals of 165 pounds, 10% body fat, refined nutrition, sleep, fitness, deeper prayers. Very, very simple. And again, something that you can use to make sure that that Q2 of 2024 is better than Q1. And again, just continue setting yourself up for an incredible year. The last thing I'm going to read from the 12-week year, as you think about your Q1 and what you're going to do differently for Q2 and the rest of the year. The best plans are focused on one or two things that you want to make progress on in the next 12 weeks. The fewer goals and weekly actions there are, the easier the plan will be to execute. As George Patton once said, a good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. Don't overanalyze the content of your plan. Don't be concerned that your plan isn't perfect. There are no perfect plans. Once you have a good plan, your execution of the tactics will help you to learn what works best so you can refine your plan from there. Less equals more. Don't write down 20 things to focus on these next 12 weeks or in quarter two or even for the whole year. Write down what you want. Believe in your vision. If you're not on pace, good. That means that you have opportunity to get back on pace. Look at it positively. Believe in yourselves. Make Q2 the best quarter so far of the year, only for Q3 and Q4 to get better. Keep your foot on the gas pedal, folks. And check out the resources that are in the notes. We're continuing to double down on the pod, have some more amazing in-guests, in-person interviews lined up, and we're continuing to incorporate some of the things that you guys are suggesting be put in here now. So make Q2 2024 amazing and win today. Thanks so much for tuning in.